from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fancy, Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by a guy we all watch, we all love, Foul Territory TV. You see now on Bally Sports Wisconsin in the afternoon, weekday afternoons. He is AJ Przinski. AJ, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me. And listen, I was in Milwaukee this past weekend. I always enjoy my time there, and the Brewers do a great job.
We had Eric Kratz on a couple of weeks ago promoting the show, and love talking to Eric, and wanted to have you on too, especially as we're watching on Fox. You're obviously doing the game. And then when I saw you got to get into the Sauces costume and having the chance to run in that race, what was that like? How long did you actually want to do that? Because obviously you played against the Brewers back in the day as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's an iconic thing in baseball, right? It would be... You try to think of the things that each stadium has. It would be going down Bernie Slide, which I've been fortunate enough to do. And then you see the sausage race, and I was thinking, man, that would be kind of fun to put on one of those and run the race. And then I didn't realize how long it was, and I didn't realize how far it was. I didn't realize how fast those darn other sausages were. So, it was really fun. It was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. It was a bucket list kind of item. And I got to do it, and it was fun, and I almost killed Rhys Hoskins, which was also hilarious.
You almost did kill Rhys Hoskins. That is true. It's too bad you weren't there on a different day, because sometimes they'll do it where they have, I think it's Sundays, where they have little kids in miniature sausage costumes. So the adults run to a certain spot, and then they tag the kids, and the kids finish the race out for them. So you wouldn't have had to run as long, and it would have been like a tag team.
No. I wanted to run. I just didn't realize how fast it was. I thought it was kind of more of like a slow jog.
Right.
Until I realized it was a full sprint for the whole time. And if you watched the one I was in on Friday night, I got off to a slow start because, one, I couldn't hear one to say go when they say go.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and I look up, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm in last place. I got to turn on the jets here. And then you saw me just, kick it into high gear.
And you got to balance that thing while you're running, which also adds to the fun of the whole deal. Talking with AJ Przinski, Foul Territory TV, and, of course, does a great job with Fox. Let's talk a little bit about this Brewers team. I saw a tweet before you came on talking about Jackson Chourio's numbers here in the second half. And he's really been on a tear since June, the Brewers rookie. And the quote that I saw from you was pretty much, this puts him right in the thick now kind of the rookie of the year race in the NL.
Well, 100%. I think if you would have asked anybody a couple weeks ago, they would have said it's Skeens and Jackson Merrill, 1-2, and however you want to put them. But with the way Jackson Chourio has hit since June 1st, if you look at his numbers, he's got a 900 OPS really in the last 2 months and a half. And let's not forget, this guy's 20 years old. he's not even legally allowed to have any of your Milwaukee's finest up there, you know?
That's correct.
Go to the Line and Kugel. He can't even go to the Line and Kugel place up there and get some summer
beer,
you know? So he's not old enough. So I think he deserves a lot more credit. I don't think people talk about him enough, and I think, you know, he deserves to be in the middle of it. Now, will he win it? I don't know, but if they shut Skeens down, which everyone seems to think they're going to do, then it becomes Jackson Cherio versus Jackson Merrill, and if you put numbers up to each other, they're eerily similar, especially after the run Cherio's on. If he finishes the year out in the next, you know, 5 weeks or so on the same pace, it's going to be hard to deny him.
We honored Robin Younts over the weekend, and, you know, obviously, you know, he got to come up and play in the major leagues right away and was super young and got to do it before Cherio did at 20 years old. I don't think anybody truly understands how difficult it is to do what he's doing at this age, at the level he's doing it at right now. And for me, it's like, if anybody doubts how big of a star he's going to be, I don't know what to tell you at this point, because every other level, as he was coming up through the farm system and the brief amount of time it took him, he started off slow and then he would figure it out and then he would tear it up. Then he'd go to the next level and do the same thing. It was just rinse and repeat for every level. Well, the same thing happened this year at the major league level. But the good news is he doesn't have to go up another level next year. He gets to play at this level now going forward, which I think as a Brewers fan really excites you. But at the same time, I mean, everybody should really be appreciating at 20 years old, there's no way I could have done this or handled the pressure or everything that goes along with it.
Oh, no doubt. I think, yeah, like the biggest thing you said was there is no higher level. So now he doesn't have to relearn again at the next level next year. He's going to be at the big league level. He's just going to build off of what he has already figured out this year and just continue to grow. I mean, listen, I made the big leagues at 21 years old and I thought I knew everything. And I was like, whoa, this is way different. And I was only up for the September. And then I went up and down a couple years before I stuck at 23. So it's a different animal, different pressure, different people. I mean, 20 years old, you're playing with guys that are 30, 35 years old. I remember I went to AAA at 21, and the guys were all like 26, 27, 28, 29. And they were talking about kids. And I'm like, kids? I'm like, I'm a kid. Like, what are you guys talking about? Kids? Like, oh, yeah, my wife and kid are coming. I'm like, what? Wife and kid? Like, what is that? Like, so I think it's just a different animal. And I think what you've seen out of him is the growth. And, yeah, he got off to a slow start. But the Brewers believed in him. They gave him the contract, and they kept playing him. Yeah, he got some bench time, but that's fine. He learned from it, and now there's no way Pat Murphy's taking him out of the lineup.
It's great. Your show has so many different people on from around baseball, and I love it. Anytime you guys have a Brewers player on, we always play snippets of it on our afternoon show back. And you guys obviously have talked to Roddy Tellez a bunch of times and so forth. He's a regular kind of comes on your show. But you guys have also had Pat Murphy on, too, and we were talking about this the other day on the show as far as, you know, Pat Murphy versus who I like to call the traitor, Craig Counsell, who went to the Cubs, and just the difference. And I think the biggest difference is just kind of how they go about their business. This here with Pat Murphy, it almost kind of has a, I don't know if it's weird, but kind of a dad and his son's approach to kind of how like this clubhouse feels with Murphy, which is definitely a different vibe maybe than what it was with Craig Counsell.
Yeah, Murphy and Counts are different. And by the way, we have Reese Hoskins on today. So
there you go.
We're going to discuss sausage race, him getting off the tracks when the train's coming through, you know, stuff like that. So make sure you guys go back and listen to it. Because he's always, Reese is great. So we'll have a good laugh or three with him about the whole thing. But yeah, Murph loves to talk, first of all. I think when you talk to Craig Counsell, he doesn't love to talk and communicate as much as Murph does. Murph loves to talk. I'm sure you've gotten to sit down with him, and he'll just talk baseball, and then he'll talk life, and he'll kind of bounce around a little bit, which is fine. But, yeah, I think he comes up with nicknames. He makes guys comfortable, and plus he was there, right? He was already there. So he knows the organization. He knows the guys, and they were successful. If Murph had been there, and Craig Counsell had struggled, and they've been a last-place team, you're like, why did they make that move? But people that know Murph, they understand Murph. He's great. I love going in there. I actually get to go into they're playing in Cincinnati a couple weeks. I get to go and do the game. We're supposed to get 10 minutes with the manager. Murph will talk to us for 30 and won't let us get out of there until he gets everything off his chest.
Yep.
And it is hilarious to listen to him. Things he says, what he comes up with, but I love it because he is a special baseball guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talking with AJ Pruszynski, Foul Territory TV. Catch him on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Also, can always catch him on YouTube as well. Weekday afternoons, of course, catch him on Fox 2. AJ, we're talking about catching William Contreras, the job that he's done since the Brewers essentially stole him in that trade a couple seasons ago, and kind of what he means to this baseball team right now, especially with Christian Yelich now out for the rest of the year. William Contreras, who came out gangbusters earlier in the year, then kind of maybe came back down to earth a little bit, now really has started to pick it up as of late. Just a huge, huge component of how far this Brewers team can go.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, find me a good team and I'll show you a good catcher on that team, okay? No good team doesn't have a good catcher. And William Contreras has turned himself into one of the best. I played with William 2016 when he was still in the Gulf Coast League with the Braves. Now, I didn't know who he was, but they just said, oh, that's Wilson Contreras' brother. And I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? You know, whatever. I was on rehab. He was there in his first pro ball year. But he has grown into one of the best catchers. And I don't know what the Brewers do, but they sure figure out a way to make catchers better. So I don't know. If you're a team out there and you want to find a good catcher, you better hire a Brewers guy, because whatever they're doing, they turn guys' careers around. Narvaez, I mean, they get big contracts. Grandal, William Contreras, I mean, they are the best at it right now going.
That and pitching. They've been doing a great job with both of them. We were having a conversation about Freddy Peralta this weekend because Gary Sanchez obviously ended up catching him. And Peralta hasn't been necessarily the same Peralta as he was early in the season when he really looked like ace-like Freddy Peralta. And we were like, holy cow, he's taking a step. And now, again, like Contreras, maybe came back down to kind of who he was, but pitched really well with Gary Sanchez behind the plate. And we got in a conversation about personal catchers and how that affects the other guy that isn't going to catch that guy. And I went back to Javi Lopez with Maddox, and Maddox, for whatever the reason, just didn't have Javi Lopez catching him ever. It was Henry Blanco. It was whoever it may be. And you see that from time to time in baseball. Obviously, you having been a catcher, what is that like when you're kind of maybe that main catcher and, you know, a pitcher decides he wants to work with somebody else? There has to be some type of an ego blow or something that maybe goes along with that if it gets to that point.
Of course. I mean, listen, I was a guy that prided myself on being able to catch everybody and anybody. The only time I ever ran into that really was John Lester, who had David Ross, and he wanted David Ross to catch him every time. I mean, you know, they've been together a few years, so I couldn't really argue with that. But still, I mean, you're like, man, give me a shot at catching John Lester one time. Maybe he'll like throwing to me. But, you know, I understand it. It sucks when you're the guy that gets backed off. But listen, with the DH now, especially in the National League, William's bat's still in there, so it's not like he's getting the whole day off. He still gets to participate in the game. But, yeah, it's a little bit of a blow. But, and I was never big on that. But, you know, certain guys just like that, whether it's the way the guy sets up, whether it's the way the guy calls the game. And a lot of times it's, they just catch that one guy. So, you know, as the other catcher, you're going to catch four of the five games, and the one game that guy's pitching, yeah, you get that day off. It's cool.
So it's not a big deal. See, and I kind of thought the same thing, but obviously I've never caught in the big leagues. I wouldn't really know, so I wanted to ask you that question.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a big deal if you're the everyday catcher. And listen, William Contreras wants to play every day. If you talk to Pat Murphy, you talk to William, he's like, I want to play every day. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but you learn to deal with it. Listen, if Gary Sanchez can get Freddie Peralta to pitch the way he did Saturday night, and you're like William Contreras, like, all right, I'll take my at-bats, DH, try and get some hits, and Gary, you take that day behind the plate and get the best out of Freddie. So I think it, as long as it works. Now, if it starts going sideways, you know, you go to the manager and you say, hey, listen, bro, like, listen, Murph, give me a shot. You know, he's struggling. Give me a shot.
Sanchez, too, defensively, much better this year under this regime with Milwaukee than maybe he had been in the past. That's another example of another catcher they've kind of worked with. Okay, so the Brewers, as we talk, are sitting here within a game of the one seed in the NL. I don't think anybody saw it coming. We discussed whether or not it's something that is good or not so good for this Brewers team to possibly have that bye in the first round. I can see both sides of it, but initially you say, well, of course you want the bye week. Why wouldn't you want the bye week? But at the same time, momentum plays such a big factor, it seems like, baseball in the playoffs, that if you're playing hot, you don't want to interrupt that or stop that. You'd probably rather just keep playing, especially with a younger team like the Brewers. How do you look at it?
I hate the excuse. Dude, you want to get me going? I hate the excuse. We had too much time off. Listen, 2005, we won the World Series. We swept the first round. We won in five games the LCS, and then we swept the playoffs in the World Series. So, we did. We had time off. We had 4, 5, 6 days in between. And you know what we didn't do? We didn't complain about it. We went out and beat everyone behind. So, that's one of my least favorite things in the world is that excuse, because that excuse to me is like, oh, you got extra time off? Okay, cool. Because everyone's banged up in October, especially you get late in October. Everyone's beat up. I'd love to get, especially as a catcher, I'm like, oh, I get 5 days off. Oh, we're going to do simulated games. And guess what? I don't have to catch them. Oh, this is amazing. The bullpen catcher and whoever's going to catch them, I just get at bats. Let's do this. Let's sign up for that every day, any day.
All right, there you go. Mystery solved. We want the bye week. There's no more discussion about that going forward.
Here's the thing. The Astros, listen, look, the Astros got everyone that loses complains they had too much time off. The teams that win, like the Astros, they went out and won. You didn't hear them saying, like, oh, we had too much time off. We didn't play our best. It's always the teams that lose. It's just a built-in excuse. And once one team uses it, then other teams like, oh, yeah, it was the time off. That's why we lost. How about you just got your butts kicked and you didn't play well?
Yeah, it's that simple. AJ Pierzynski, former big league catcher, obviously over the course of his career. Check him out, Foul Territory TV, Scott Braun, him, Eric Kratz, and a host of others that come on and off that show. Again, Reese Hoskins was on earlier today on Foul Territory TV. Go back, check that out on YouTube, or if you watch for the replay on Bally Sports Wisconsin. They'll replay from time to time there as well. AJ, thanks so much for coming on, man. Truly appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
All right, no problem. Appreciate it. And by the way, the Brewers are going to clinch soon. So, geez, they got 11 or 12 game lead. So, this division's over.
Division is over. I think that is correct, right? And that's why we're talking about, that one seed. And again, I was trying to end the interview, but let's bring this up. A couple of years ago, they were way out in front, and Craig Council decided to rest everybody kind of to end September because it was pretty much over. And then they went in and promptly lost to the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs. If they're still chasing the one seed at that moment in time towards the end of September, that then I would assume Pat Murphy will continue to play his guys and you won't have the same situation that happened a couple of years ago with Council.
I would think so. I think Murph learned from that, and I would think you got to at least give them some at-bats, right? You can't just be like, oh, you're shutting it down for the last four games. Give them some at-bats, let them play a little bit here and there, mix them in. But, yeah, the full rest thing, everyone's like, oh, what if so-and-so gets hurt? What if so-and-so gets hurt walking down the street, gets, sprains an ankle, trips on their stairs? I don't know. Their kid sideswipes them. All kinds of things can happen. So you can't play not to get hurt. You got to play your normal game and go get them.
He is AJ Pierzynski, again, Foul Territory TV. You can also catch him on the Fox Game of the Week. AJ, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.